and welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. And remember, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/NAGBlankCanvas, and also to our own website after the show is aired, www.nagb.org.bs. And you can listen to the show there as well. And that's always after the show's aired. So if you hear it on Guardian Radio and you miss it, then you can go afterwards, go down to our news section, and you can then click on the link and you can listen to the show. So tonight we have Ryan Turnquest in the studio with us. His show is opening in 2 days' time at Dungalik. Dungalik Studios is the place that Jackson Burnside opened with his wife, Pam. She's still running it. That's on Village Road. So the show is between 6 and 9 p.m., and that is in memoriam of Ryan's younger brother, Chris, who died in a tragic accident in the Nassau Harbor. Now, you guys were just telling us a little bit before the break that you were fishing together, and you want the proceeds from the artworks to go to the Young Marine Explorers. And tell me a little bit, like, why did you come up with that idea? Like, do you feel like that the young people need more assistance getting into their passions?
Yeah, definite. especially that he was so, you know, passionate about the water and the marine life. I figured that would have been a very good area to, you know, help with the young kids and make sure that they have that assistance to head in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, the small assistance that I could give from proceeds from the show, you know, would be hopefully could benefit in some areas.
Mm-hmm. And is there any particular agency you're going to give that to, or like how are you going to disperse the funds, or have you not?
I think that's an actual organization.
Yeah. Oh, the one that Nikita Roll does, that one.
Yeah.
Nikita. So yeah, the Young Marine, exactly. She does the camps, and she takes, yeah, exactly. She takes teachers and kids out, and it's a great organization. We had her on the show, actually, very serious. And you also have a Facebook page, right?
Yes, we have a Facebook page. It's Justice for Chris. It's a page we use to just keep everybody, family, friends, and the general public up to date on what's happening with the, you know, the entire investigation, and just to show what everybody's doing,
you know,
after the whole incident and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to do, you know, family gatherings, and, you know, just it's brought the family very, very close.
I'm sure. Well, sometimes these things, yeah, it's funny, like these tragedies, either they'll shatter or they'll bring everyone closer together.
Well, this one definitely brought everyone together for sure.
Mm.
So, yeah, you can visit our Facebook page, it's Justice for Chris. You know, we update it constantly, you know, persons put tributes and, you know, whatever can help the entire process, you know, just come on, put it on Justice for Chris on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Of mourning. Yeah. And there's also then someone else did a portrait of him. Is that on the Facebook page too?
Yeah. So we created a kind of graphic logo for the entire the Justice for Chris theme. And it was designed by my old college roommate, Theo McLean.
Okay. Oh, sure. I know Theo. Yeah.
And we actually, in the next month or so after the show, I'll give you a little hint. We're going to have a clothing line.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's going to be in reference to Justice for Chris.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, look out for that. It's going to be some really good designs. Theo McLean and myself and my other brother from Freeport, we're going to, you know, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, well, that sounds amazing. So really this, I mean, again, it's horrible. This is something that had to happen to take your life in a different direction. But it sounds like, you know, you're going to be really moving into a lot of different creative endeavors.
Yeah, and it's exciting that I don't have to. Business is stressful.
Yeah.
You know, and when you have to wake up in the morning and be like, oh, man, well, what's going to happen today?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the route that I want to take, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And waking up now and the first thing I do is drop my kids to school. Maybe go get something to eat or work out or, and then get back to the office and go ping.
Mm-hmm.
That has been very, very exciting to me.
Yeah, so it's giving you more time with your family.
It's giving me more time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to think, to figure out right moves. So I can't imagine what the rest of the year and rest of my life is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for a fact it's going to be in the creative field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however it plays out, financially, emotionally, physically, however, that's the route I'm taking.
Mm-hmm. You just feel like now you're on the right path.
Definitely.
And that something's clicked into place.
It's definitely clicked in. Like I said, it's been the greatest feeling in the last 4 months. It's a bittersweet.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, but...
Yeah. Absolutely, because again, you know, you've lost your brother, but you've gained something else. So maybe that's his gift to you somehow, right? In a way.
I think so. You know, This is a really good year and for Christmas trees as well. So we got some blessings from above, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's one of the pieces at the show.
Yeah. Okay, great. So I did notice that that's the actual work. Like, you have this, a couple of them have sort of ropes, like, how did you attach? Are they sewed through? I couldn't really look because they look like they're kind of ropes on the canvases, but they're not just stuck on. They almost look like they're kind of threaded through.
Yeah, they're actually threaded through the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just a representation. You know, one time we were out to sea and one of our boats popped, and it was the surges were really high.
Which can be very scary.
It was. That was actually my first time on the water. And he came running down the middle of the boat, and he dived into these huge swells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he hooked that rope, and he threw that up to me, and I tied it on. So, you know.
Everything's got a story.
Yeah, everything has a story.
Well, it was literally a lifeline, right? Yeah. I mean, in more than one ways. And there's some other, it looks like there's some other stories in there. So there's another one with an anchor. And like a face, and it says "Beware of Dog" with a big X through it. And is there a story behind that?
Definite. We really, dogs are nothing. We don't need to be aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do need to be aware of is the law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the painting represents. I wouldn't call it a controversial piece. You know, it's our absolute truth. You know, the anchor represents sometimes the law will bring you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if not implemented correctly,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
And I think, again, that's the problem. There's always a few bad apples, and the bad apples then can really mess things up.
Yeah, so at the same time, while, you know, the law is supposed to protect us, sometimes...
Sometimes it doesn't.
It could go the opposite way.
Well, again, sometimes it's implemented not in the way maybe that it was intended.
Definitely.
And that's what's unfortunate, is that, you know, we're human and humans will interpret things in different ways, right? And if people have good in their heart, they'll use the law for what it was intended, but sometimes not. So is there a sort of a, I mean, this is a very difficult question. Is there sort of a controversial aspect to, you know, how fast this investigate? Do you feel it's not moving fast enough? Do you feel you're not getting the questions you want?
We definitely aren't getting the questions answered that we want.
Yeah.
It really feels as though, you know, there's some aspects that could be being hidden, covered up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to get into too much details on the air, but we're not happy with what's going on at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you hoping the exhibition will bring some attention to that?
It will, because some of the pieces... Speak to that,
like this law. And then there's another one with a profile and no trespassing, and there's a boat in the distance and a lighthouse. And it also looks like you've turned it, like you've painted and then let it drip kind of sideways. It's a really interesting work. I mean, again, there's a lot of these gestural marks, and there are these ones that kind of, they, you know, there's a lot of action going on.
That particular piece, if you look at the boat and you zoom in on that flag.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Dominican flag.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that was just a kind of representation to say that the Defense Force really need to concentrate on doing their jobs correctly and things that we need to be worrying about, you know. And if you look at the ropes, they're kind of holding the head up.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a rising sun in the back there.
Right.
So.
Lift up your head.
Yeah.
Okay, so and did you see that on the water? I mean, did you come into contact with Dominican boats?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And was that, was it dangerous for you? Did you feel unsupported there? I mean, if you came across a Dominican boat, could that be a dangerous situation as a Bahamian fisherman?
No.
They're just there fishing and...
Yeah, they're doing the thing. I mean, you know, no one fooling with each other. It's not going to be any conflict, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
but they shouldn't be there.
Shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, besides that, I mean, it's very difficult nowadays to to find divers, yeah. Bahamian divers, that is.
And why do you think that is, actually?
It's not easy out there.
Yeah, it's a tough job. No, it is. It's the same with agriculture, yeah. Right? It's very, very hard work.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it's an extended period where you're away from your family, mm-hmm. and, you know, there's some rough circumstances out there, you know, weather.
Mm-hmm. Sure, well, like you described, with the swell.
You know, so...
And you just think the Dominicans are more willing to do that, to live that life, and so there's more of them?
I think that's the main reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of them are out there legally.
Yeah.
You know, they have permits to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and
well, that's true. They're not exactly... We have to make that distinction that there are, you know, people from other countries legally fishing, and then there's some that are illegally fishing. And
so it's just... You know, that particular painting is just a play on the whole aspect of you know, what's out there.
Yeah, and then you have also another one, like a kind of a long, thin one, where you have a boat full of shells, and then you have this kind of giant arm, like, dipping into the ocean and, like, scooping up all the conch shells.
Yeah, well, that particular painting was... we were at a particular... The last place that we were fishing...
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of conking there. It was an area called Riding Rock. Mm-hmm. And we had just run up on about 15,000 to 20,000 conch.
Mm-hmm.
And we were forced to leave because of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could have just literally walked in the water and...
Pick them up.
And pick them up, you know. So that whole particular painting is just saying that, you know, that's one time ago. Like, that's not everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the conch is definitely not as... What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, they're not as many as there used to be, right?
You know, so it was really good to see that, you know, you could still go, and the water was, we could walk in it.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, it was crazy.
Well, it's good to hear, because I know the Bahamas National Trust have just released a whole conservation campaign because they're worried about the amount of conchs that are being overfished or being fished too young so that they can't reproduce. So that's an issue. And then there's this is actually one of my favorite paintings, this one with all the kind of light and a saxophone player. So that's kind of getting off the topic of the ocean. Was he into music and stuff as well, your brother?
He was into a good, exciting...
Just into a good time.
Yeah. You know, and you know, the lady there, she's being serenaded by the...
By the saxophone.
By the saxophone.
So there's a lot of different topics. And then there's this one too with this kind of a woman sort of lounging back.
She's actually floating in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom, I tried to make it look like ice.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's like, you know, they're walking on thin ice.
Yeah,
you
know. Sure. Well, we are walking on thin ice, right? With the change in the environment and everything. And, I mean, we have a lot to be concerned about. You have one of a turtle. And, I mean, I know the turtles are coming back now. And the turtle looks like he's all kind of tied up in the ropes as well. These ropes that you've kind of sewn into the canvas somehow. And it looks a little bit like the turtle's kind of trapped.
Yeah, well, you know, you're not supposed to catch the turtles.
Yeah, no.
Know, so they're endangered and... You don't see a lot of them out there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they got overfished, and so they did have to, I know that in the Cayman Islands, they quite interestingly, because turtle is, in fact, their national dish. So turtle to them is like conch is for us, right?
Okay.
And so they eat, like, turtle burgers, yeah? Just like we eat conch burgers. And they actually had to, so now they have a farm where they farm them, and 50% can then be eaten, and 50% have to be put back in the ocean. So they're actually not catching the wild ones. They're farming them, and they're even putting more back. So they tried to kind of come up with this combination between... Because I think what's really hard for a lot of conservationists to understand is that, you know, yes, it's really serious, but then you're taking someone's livelihood away. And how do you tell that person, yeah, in the long run, they're going to run out, and their livelihood will be gone? Mm-hmm. So they do have to think long term, but how can you still give that person their livelihood and save the animal so that it will be there for their son or grandchildren to fish? So there's a lot of issues there.
And that's a difficult thing when you're out to sea too, because let me tell you, I've tasted turtle. It's a delicacy.
Yeah.
You know, so that particular one, when that happened, was got caught up in our lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a big hawksbill. And when it got on the boat, you know, Chris untangled the rope and made sure I got back in the water.
Good for him.
You know, so that was the representation of that painting there.
Yeah. I see them occasionally. I live near the ocean, and every once in a while, I see them poke their heads up. I see more now, I did, than 10 years ago. And we call my daughter the turtle whisperer, because she always, whenever she's there, she always seems to see them. She's always like, turtle! And then we're, so there's really a lot going on in the work. So it's really, you know, complex work, you know. We started at the show, and we were talking a lot about Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, and maybe sounded light, but it's not. Like, you're dealing with really a lot of themes, you know, not only the topic of your brother's death and how he passed, and this lack of, you feel, enough response that your family can deal with and you know, put him to rest in another way, you know, in their hearts, that they know, you know, what happened. And you're dealing with, you know, conservation issues, you're dealing with issues of, you know, border safety, you know, again, what young Bahamians have to do to survive. I mean, there's a lot going on in these paintings. So I really encourage people to go out on Friday night. So that's in 2 nights' time, at Dungalik on Village Road. It starts at 6. It goes till 9 p.m. So you have several hours. Go after work and go and support Ryan in this, his first show. Is it your first show here since COB? I guess it is. Your first solo show.
No, it's my first solo show.
Yeah, first solo show.
But I was in an exhibition. We did one in 2008 at the Central Bank.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. But still, first solo show with plenty of works. I've seen, I've had a preview, but I haven't seen the pièce de résistance, apparently. So I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to have to see the major work. And don't forget that there's a surprise in store. There's something special that's going to happen at a certain point in the evening. The lights are going to go out and the audience are going to have a very interesting experience. So I really encourage people to go to that. Again, there's a Facebook page. So all of the paintings are inspired by the loss of Ryan, the artist's brother, Chris, in a boating accident that happened in Nassau Harbor. And all the proceeds will go to the benefit of the Young Marine Explorers. So anything final you want to share with us, Ryan?
Yeah, there's going to be 25 pieces on display. And, you know, he just turned 26 on, we would have been 26 on Friday past.
Oh my gosh.
So we have one other piece that's the actual, graphic piece that we did of his
face.
But Theo McLean did. So it's going to be 26 pieces hung, but 25 pieces that I,
that you made. So one for every year that he was on the earth with us.
Yes.
So that's a really, I mean, it's a sad story, but it's also a really inspiring story, like how you've taken this tragedy and you've, you know, reconnected with something really important in your life that you feel is going to, again, like lead you on the path that you always should have been on.
Yeah. So the most important thing about the show is, you know, come out, take a look at it, you know, kind of feel what I'm feeling, my family's feeling, and hey, let's have a good time. You know, we're going to have some jazz out there. You know, some sushi, little finger food, some wine.
Right, yeah.
So that's us, come out and have a good time and view the artwork.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you sharing with us. I'm sure it's not easy to talk about it. Maybe having the art as a way to express your feelings makes it easier. But I know these things are not easy. And again, I think it's a very inspirational story. And I wish you all the success moving forward with all your endeavors.
All right. Thank you. Thank
You're so welcome. Much. Thank you for joining us tonight. That's Ryan Turnquest, whose show is opening on Friday night at Dungalik between 6 and 9. So please, everyone, really make an effort. Go out. Show your support. I always tell people, you know, just showing up is half of it. No one's asking you to spend any money. Just show up. Show up and show your solidarity with our creative community. We need these people. We need these people to make these kind of paintings that make us think about things, that make us look at life in a different way, that maybe look at things with some magic as well, even a traumatic experience. And these are like really, really important people to have in our community. So they need support. And really, sometimes that means just showing up. So I'll see you on Friday night at Dungalik between 6 and 9. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. You've been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And you've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. I appreciate all of the listeners. So thank you so much for listening. And you have a good night. We'll